Hope you're doing okay. So today is February 7th. So I'm starting the day with your reading, and hopefully I can finish the rest by the end of the night. But yeah, I'm really excited to be doing this reading. Overall, it looks really good, Libra. I think a lot of great stuff is in store for you this month, which is really awesome. I mean, who wouldn't want to enjoy that, especially, in the month of love or whatever, But yeah, so I'm just gonna go ahead and get started. So the way that I do these readings, or the way that I have been doing them, is I talk about, the overall energies of the month. What you need to release during the month, what you need to reevaluate, any good news, and then what's gonna help you heal. So yeah. So just to get started, the overall theme for the month of February for you, Libra, is I think a lot of beginnings and endings. I have the Wheel of Fortune. And there are a bunch of other cards, but I wanted to note the Wheel of Fortune, because when I was pulling out the cards for the overall energies of the month, I usually pull them from the bottom of the deck once one falls out, and then I'll go do that and then leave it at that. But this time, and well, I did that, right? I pulled from the bottom of the deck, and then I checked the, I guess you would say, the top of the deck. And sometimes I kind of look at that just to get a better energy, or to get better insight to the whole situation. And the Wheel of Fortune was there, and I thought that was very important to note, because the Wheel of Fortune is like one of the, in my opinion, one of the most important cards that you can pull in the tarot. So yeah, I wanted to shed some light on that. And I feel like this month, Libra, you will be undergoing a sort of, I don't necessarily want to say enlightenment, but I feel like you're just entering a new phase of your life. You're entering some sort of liberating cycle, or you will be liberated from a bunch of things, or you will be encouraged to free yourself from certain cycles, or free yourself from certain people, or jobs, or ideas, or opinions, however that may apply to you. And the thing is that even though there's a lot of great stuff going on, I feel like you're kind of resistant to it. Let me just tell you why. I have the Eight of Swords reversed, which is, telling me the whole liberation thing. And I have the Sun, right? So there's a lot of great things coming ahead for you. There are a lot of great opportunities. There's light at the end of the tunnel. You can, you're no longer blinded by your own mental prison, if you will. You're no longer imprisoned by your own mind, so to speak. But you're kind of clinging on to maybe just a false sense of security. I don't remember who, I don't remember what sign had the same card, because I have the Four of Pentacles, which to me represents a false sense of security. I don't remember who I pulled that for. I think it was either for Taurus or for Cancer. I don't remember, but I feel like it was for Cancer, probably. Was it? Anyways, you're clinging on to a false sense of security, and I feel like it stems from the fact that you might be a bit hesitant to dive in deep into your spirituality or dive in deep into something overall. And I say that because I have the High Priestess reversed next to the Four of Pentacles. So that's something that you're kind of having a hard time going into. And so there's kind of a little bit of a stagnant energy, even though there are great opportunities being presented to you, and even though there are cycles that are ending, I feel like you're kind of clinging on to, I guess, a superficial way of living, and not superficial in the sense of, I'm not in the negative connotation that we would normally use that word, but superficial as in surface level. And kind of, I guess the way the best way that I could put it is that you're kind of hesitant to delve into that Scorpio energy that is right next to you, right? Because you are the sign before Scorpio, right? And Scorpio is like the embodiment of depth and you know, like deep and deeply suppressed you know, traumas or secrets or just depth in general. It doesn't have to be trauma, but you know, Scorpio is a very, what, I don't want to say intense because that's so overused, but you know what I mean. Scorpio is very, very, very in tune with everything that surrounds them, I think, and they feel everything so deeply. Like, they feel things on a molecular level. They feel things very, 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 like, everything I feel like hits close to home for them, in a sense. Everything affects them very deeply, I think, whether or not they want to admit it. So yeah, I feel like part of me feels like you're kind of scared to go down that road that Scorpio naturally and willingly goes down frequently, if that makes sense. That's kind of what's going on for the month. I feel like you kind of want to keep things surface level, and you don't necessarily want to dive in deep, I guess, whether it's to get to better understand yourself or better understand the world or however that may resonate with you, right? I just feel like how do I say this? Even though there are a lot of great things headed your way, aside from the whole thing that you don't really want to go in deep, the possibility that you don't really want to go in deep, I feel like there's kind of a hesitancy or a reluctance to put your foot down, to exert or assert your presence or your dominance, so to speak. So you might have a hard time doing that, and that's maybe that's where the whole High Priestess reverse energy is coming in, where it's very, not necessarily subliminal, because that's not the word that I'm trying to use, but it's very like behind the curtains, you know. The High Priestess doesn't necessarily make herself known, doesn't necessarily make her present known in front of a crowd. She's more so the person that's like backstage pulling the strings, right? The High Priestess isn't like to be at the center of attention, I don't think. She likes to, you know, she isn't drawn to you, you are drawn to her, you know. She doesn't go to you and ask you to spiritually enlighten yourself. You are the one that goes to her and you ask her if she can guide you, right? And I feel like maybe you're having a hard time kind of going through that process of asking for guidance in terms of your spirituality this month. Maybe some of you can resonate with that, where, you know, some of you want to be spiritually liberated or emotionally liberated, and, you know, you see hope in that, and you want to have, like, some sort of, like, rebirth, right? Because the sun is kind of, like, all about, to me, it's, like, something being reborn, or it's childlike innocence, it's something new, it's something naive and innocent, and that kind of goes along the line of what I was saying about Scorpio, because Scorpio, I think we all know, is a very transformative sign. It's a very, it's all about, like, regeneration, death, rebirth, you know, that constant cycle, and I feel like right now you're going through that rebirth cycle, right, this month. You know, you had your death moment and now you're kind of being reborn, but you might be having a hard time going through that process, and maybe there are some things that you don't want to completely acknowledge, or some things that you don't want to completely let go of or release or transform. You know, there are certain things about yourself that you might have a hard time letting go, or you might have a hard time transforming, right? It is, sometimes it doesn't have to be letting go of something, but sometimes it has to mean transforming, and sometimes transformation can be difficult because we are so accustomed to what we are familiar with, and we don't want to let go of what's familiar, right? So that's kind of what's going on throughout the month. You're going through a much needed karmic cycle. You know, death, rebirth kind of theme, I think, is going on for you, and it's really great, and I think you have a lot of really awesome opportunities coming your way, but I think that some of you are having a hard time moving forward or in going through that next stage of regeneration. You know, some of you, I think, are kind of teeter-tottering and not really wanting, you know, trying to pick and choose what you can or cannot take, or what you can or cannot let go of, or what you can or cannot transform, and that's just not really the way that it works. You know, I feel like it's a very all or nothing thing, which is very Scorpio. So yeah, there's that for the month. In terms of what things that you need to release, I have the Three of Wands reversed, Devil reversed, Seven of Swords reversed, Two of Cups reversed, and then the Four of Cups. So, like, a lot of reverses, and then the Four of Cups. So, to start, we have the Three of Wands reversed, which talks about limitation. It talks about just sometimes it can, I think, mean insecurity or kind of just like stagnation, because the Three of Wands in general is kind of all about a journey, exploration, you know, broadening your horizons, and since the card is reversed, it takes on the opposite meaning of, you know, limitation. It takes on the meaning of just like a lack of growth, of just like staying in one spot and not really doing anything. You know, it's a very narrow perspective type of thing. And then right next to it is the Devil reversed, and the Devil is all about addiction, it's all about obsession, it's all about like very toxic and unhealthy cycles or habits that you may have. So with the Three of Wands right next to the Devil in reversed, well, both cards are reversed, that's telling me that you need to be releasing unhealthy habits from your life, or unhealthy relationships from your life, any sort of addictions or obsessions. I think Virgo had this card as well, and I kind of got into that. I got a little in-depth about the whole addiction thing, so maybe you can check that out and see if that resonates with you. Check out the Virgo reading for you, Libra. But, yeah, there's something unhealthy that you need to let go of. And, you know, it's, if you try to continue clinging on to this unhealthy habit, I feel like it's really gonna catch up to you, and it'll lead to an outcome that could have easily been avoided. So there's that. I feel like whatever it is that you're clinging on to for dear life, you know, whatever you're chained to, it is really hindering your growth. It's really limiting your experiences of the world and your experience with people and with yourself and with spirituality, if that's a thing for you. So there's that. It's really, really keeping you, it's just keeping you chained up in this, you know, very just unhealthy cycle. And I have, excuse me, I had, like, just finished dinner, so I'm, like, kind of burping a lot, sorry, but I have, right next to the devil reversed, I have the seven of swords reversed, and this to me is, like, getting away with something, or getting caught, because it's reversed, so it takes on a different meaning. To me, the seven of swords upright is, you know, getting away with shit, you know, being shady. But the card reversed is, you know, being caught, like getting caught. And so that's kind of telling me, that's kind of where I got the idea that if you don't let go of this obsession or addiction or unhealthy habit, it's going to catch up to you. And you're probably going to be caught in a very messy or sticky situation. You know, if this is something that you have been keeping secret, it'll probably come out in the open, and you'll probably be shamed for it. It'll be out in the open, and if that's not what you want, then that can easily be avoided by, you know, letting go of it. And obviously it's difficult to let go of an unhealthy habit or an unhealthy relationship or person or thing or object or idea or opinion, whatever it is. It can be difficult to do that, but you at least need to put in the effort towards the right direction. And I feel like this could really impact your relationships if it does come out in the open. If you are in a relationship with someone, I have the Two of Cups reversed. You know, if you don't let go of this unhealthy habit, I really feel like it could negatively impact your relationships, and you know, things might end up with you, you know, being alone again, right? Or maybe for some of you, this addiction that we have, or vice, or you know, unhealthy thing that we have, maybe it has to do with the relationship. Maybe some of you are actually very much addicted to a person, or maybe some of you are addicted to stealing something. You know, that's the Seven of Swords, you know, stealing, thievery. Is that a word? Thievery. Maybe you stole someone else's partner. Maybe you were, you know, you're part of a love triangle. If that resonates with you guys, you know, if that resonates with you, with any of you, cut that shit out, bro. Cut that shit out. It is not fair to the other person. And, you know, you're just gonna end up fucking things up for yourself if you're part of a unhealthy kind of like love triangle shit that's going on. But yeah, so you need to let go of any sort of shady behavior that you've been involved in, because I think that you might get caught this month. You know, if it's something that you've been doing for a while, I feel like it'll just really come back to bite you in the ass. And I feel like some of you might need to really I feel like some of you might need to stop being so indifferent about something. Maybe stop being so indifferent about a relationship. Maybe your indifference is what is the unhealthy thing that's going on, and it's you've been indifferent in your relationships. So maybe that's what is going on for some of you. But yeah, overall, I feel like in terms of what you need to release this month, you need to be releasing some sort of unhealthy habit, unhealthy addiction, person, idea, opinion, object, if you're working too much. But I don't think it's work related. I don't really think it's work related. I think it's more so relationship related for some of you. Because I do have the Two of Cups in reversed. So I think for some of you, it's really relationship related. And I feel like some of you may have been sneaking around behind your partner's back. If you're in a relationship, you've been sneaking around behind your partner's back and doing some shady shit to them, and you've been really disrespectful to them behind their back, I think. In however way that may resonate, you haven't been completely honest with them. Maybe you've been telling them white lies, little white lies that you really don't need to be telling when you can just be telling the truth. Maybe you're compulsively lying. And it doesn't have to be romantic relationships. It can be friendships. It can be relationships at work, like your coworkers. Maybe it can be with the relationship with your manager. It can be a business partnership. It can be, with your family, with the family member that you're having this whole issue with. It doesn't have to be romantic. I feel like for some of you, the relationship itself is what is unhealthy, because the Devil reverse, has the couple, the man and the woman or whatever, don't want to be. I guess like placing, like assigning anything, I guess, it's just the people. But I think in the Devil card, the lovers are in the Devil as well, and then the lovers are who are chained. And the Two of Cups, there's like two, like there's a pair of people is what I'm trying to say. There's a couple in the Devil reverse, and then of course there's a couple in the Two of Cups. So that to me is like the people that are in the Two of Cups are in the Devil situation. So for some of you, I think it could be in relationship wise that you really might be sneaky towards someone in your relationship, or just not being completely honest about something. And so you really need to be introspective about that and be honest with yourself. And I think stop ignoring the elephant in the room and just like acknowledge it and like go forward with it. What you need to reevaluate, Libra, I have the Chariot, Queen of Cups, the Magician reversed, Ace of Pentacles reversed, and then the Nine of Pentacles. So the Chariot is all about, well, one, it's the Cancer card, so maybe you need to reevaluate your relationship with the Cancer. There's a lot of water energy in this entire reading, which is interesting. I have the High Priestess, the Two of Cups, Four of Cups, Chariot, Queen of Cups, and then later I have the Ten of Cups, Knight of Cups, Page of Cups, and then Six of Cups. There's a lot of water energy right now, which I think is interesting. That maybe could mean, there's a maybe you have a lot of water placements in your chart, or maybe the person that you're involved with has a lot of water placements in their chart, or maybe the energy that I'm seeing right now is mostly going to manifest during Pisces season. So there's that. The Chariot is all about, moving forward, being direct, just being very forward. It's cardinal water, the chariot, because it's associated with Cancer. So it's cardinal water. It's very forward moving. Very, I don't know. It's just like a forward thinker, but not forward thinker in terms of like unique or, you know, like not a forward thinker like Aquarius, because Aquarius is forward thinking in the sense of, you know, they're very innovative and they come up with really great, unique ideas. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about forward thinking in the sense that they are always looking, they don't look back. I mean, they do look back. They're very nostalgic, but cardinal water is the, or cardinal signs are the initiators of the zodiac. You know, they start things. They're the ones to start new projects and shit like that. So that's what I mean by forward thinking. They, you know, they start the seasons and shit like that. So the chariot talks about, you know, being very forward, being assertive. It can talk about forward thinking, you know, progressing. But it can also talk about how you need to maintain control in a time where things may become imbalanced. Because in the chariot, there's the two sphinxes, and they're both black and white, right? So the yin and the yang. You know, feminine and masculine energy. And in the chariot, when the person, what is it called? The charioteer? Is that what it's called? When the rider, I guess, you know, is going down the path, you know, in his chariot or whatever, and like the sphinxes are, you know, taking it. The sphinxes have a tendency to kind of stray to, how do I say this? Like, instead of going straight, they kind of stray to the side, and they kind of like push and pull at each other and try to go two separate directions. You know, they kind of like try to fork away, if that makes any sense. And so the job of the person who is riding the chariot is to keep them going straight and to have a very clear path, you know, have a very clear view of where they want to go. And they have to be in control of the chariot. They can't lose control, otherwise they will be led down a path that they didn't want to go down. Does that make sense? So that's kind of like what's going on, is that I think you need to maybe reevaluate your path, reevaluate where you ultimately want to go, you know, what path you want to pave for yourself. And with the Queen of Cups right next to it, you know, you have to, I think, reevaluate your emotions, reevaluate whether you are emotionally balanced. Are you balanced enough to create or to go down the path that you want to go down, right? Are you prepared to be in control of yourself, right? And I think for some of you, you have to stop putting yourself down. And I have the Magician reversed, which is telling me that. The Magician reversed is someone who just doesn't believe in their skill. They don't believe in their talent. They don't believe in their abilities. And so they kind of put themselves down. And they, you know, the Magician is like the master manifester. And so when the card is in the reverse, you know, instead of manifesting all of the great positive things, they end up manifesting all the shitty things that they didn't want. But since they're thinking about it so much, they manifested that for themselves. And so that's kind of what you have to avoid. And you really have to be disciplined in what you think. And you have to really censor your inner monologue. Otherwise, it can really fuck shit up for yourself, and it can really take away some opportunities for you if you're not careful. And so you really have to be careful of what you think, and you have to, for some of you, you have to take yourself out of this mindset of, I guess, believing that you're not in control, or that you don't have the power that you thought you once did have. Does that make sense? So there's that. I really feel like you have to balance yourself emotionally, and
not ruin the situation for you, I guess you could say. You know, be... I don't know, like, how do I don't know exactly, like, how to say this, but I guess don't beat yourself down when you're not perfect, and, you know, I guess remind yourself that it's okay not to be perfect, and it's okay not to look perfect or seem perfect to other people. That's what the magician can, you know, talk about at times. And with the Queen of Cups, maybe you're someone who cares too much of what people think about you. And so I think that with the Chariot, that's kind of telling you, you know, this is your path that you have to make. And if you lose control of the Chariot, you're ultimately letting the other people win. You're letting your haters win, so to speak. You are letting the people that you've been trying to impress win, right? And the journey that you're on isn't about other people. It's not about the people that you're trying to impress. It's not about people that might dislike you or, you know, has some sort of issue with you. It's not about that. Your path is your path, and it's only your path. You know, it's just yours. And you don't need to be worrying about what other people think or what other people are doing or if people are watching you. Just do what you have to do and don't let people get in the way of your goal. Don't let them get in the way of your vision. And keep yourself emotionally balanced and don't let the expectations of others or even your own expectations get in the way of your success, right? Because I feel like if you ultimately succumb to this magician reverse energy, it'll lead you to the Ace of Pentacles reversed, which is basically a loss of security, a loss of it can even be money. For some of you, it can be money, but I think mostly it's just the fact that, like, you kind of lose a part of yourself and kind of lose value within yourself, if that makes sense. And so to avoid that, you know, take on more of this Chariot energy of, like, no, this is my path. I need to forge forward and do what I have to do no matter what. And I don't need to be worrying about what other people think, right? And I feel like I also have the Nine of Pentacles, and that talks about how, you know, it's someone who is really kind of enjoying the finer things in life, and someone, I feel like right now, in this spread specifically, it feels very superficial, and it's like, oh, look at all of these pentacles that I have, look at the bird that is on my hand, you know, look at this fine clothing that I'm wearing, you know, that type of shit, but it feels very superficial, and it's like, why do you care so much of what people think? Why are you trying to keep up this appearance that you're so cool or that you are so unproblematic or so good or so nice or so, you know, like you have it all? Like, why are you trying to, like, who are you trying to impress? Honestly, who are you trying to impress? So, you know, you have to look at that and see if you're, you know, doing things for yourself or if you're doing things for other people or if you're doing things to impress other people, right? So it kind of goes along that line. In terms of good news, there is hella good news for you, Libra, honestly. We have the Hanged Man reversed, so that's telling me, you know, you're gonna pull yourself out of this sticky situation. I feel like you're finally gonna be moving forward with your Chariot instead of being stagnant in that energy. You're gonna be moving forward. Maybe some of you are actually letting go of this obsession or addiction that you have that I mentioned earlier with the Devil reversed and the Three of Wands reversed. Maybe you're finally letting it go and you're finally moving forward and you're walking away and you're finding balance, because that is Because right next to the Hanged Man reverse is Temperance, and then later in the spread, the final card for the good news is Justice, and that is your card. That is the Libra card. And right next to it is the Knight of Cups, and the Knight of Cups is going towards the Justice card. So that's telling me, like, balance is being offered to you. You are being offered balance. You are being offered fairness, and you're being offered justice, and things are fine. Like, the scales are finally evening out, and, you know, you've done your part. You like, some of you will be putting in your end of things, and you will be rewarded for that. And Temperance is, like, it's just a lot of balance here, honestly. I keep on emphasizing that, but it's because it's there. Temperance and Justice both mean balance. But the difference is that I think Temperance is more of an inner balance, more of a spiritual, emotional type of balance, while Justice is more kind of a physical realm type of thing, more of a maybe even karmic thing. Both kind of speak about karma, I think, but overall it's balance, and it's restoring the scales, restoring all of that. And, you know, you're forging a new path for yourself. And in the middle of this is the Ten of Cups. And that's, like, the culmination of all of the work that you've put in. You know, you're finally content with the way that things are. And once that balance is restored, you know, you're finally happy. There's finally relief. You can finally enjoy the environment and enjoy what you've built for yourself. You can enjoy the company of your loved ones, which is really beautiful. And then, in terms of what's going to help you heal, I have the Page of Cups, the Knight of Swords, and the Six of Cups. So what I find interesting is that the Knight of Swords is going towards the Page of Cups, and it's going away from the Six of Cups. So that's telling me, like, you can't really be lingering on the past right now. My bad. You can't really be lingering on the past, I think, and you kind of have to be moving away from that, and you have to be moving towards the Page of Cups, which is kind of like, it kind of talks about ideals, it kind of talks about, optimism, and it's similar to the Knight of Cups in that they're both kind of offering something. They're both offering a cup. But I think with the Page of Cups, it's kind of just like talking about a good time. It's talking about, like, enjoying the life that you've built for yourself, I guess you could say. You know, I think indulging in your creativity and finding the brighter side of things through creative endeavors, if that makes sense. You know, not focusing on the bad stuff and just focusing on the good stuff, and, like, distracting yourself from the bad stuff by, you know, doing things that you enjoy, whether it's painting or reading or, you know, doing your makeup or things like that, right? I think something is, like, don't take everything so seriously, and kind of, like, be charming, you know, be the charming person that I know you are, and kind of let people gravitate towards you and enjoy your present, and, you know, just, like, have fun. Allow yourself to just feel, you know, good and optimistic and romantic feelings, I guess, or not really romantic, but just allow yourself to feel the good things, because that way, I think, is how you can manifest. That's the best way for you to manifest what you want to be manifesting in your life, I think. So, like, just have an open heart and have an open mind throughout the month. And I feel like when that happens, you know, you'll be feeling a lot better about yourself, and you'll be attracting the type of energy that you want in your life. So there's that. I really hope you enjoyed this reading. This was a bit longer than my other readings. Oops. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know if this resonated with you, because I would love to know I always want to know if I'm accurate or not, because, you know, that just lets me know that I'm good or not. But, yeah, I'll talk to you guys in March, and see you soon. Bye. Hi, Scorpio. How are you? It is 7:31 in the morning. So it's really early. I woke up at like 6:30. Just out of note, well, my mom's alarm went off, and her and I share a room because we're still, you know, it's just a whole complicated, living situation right now, and so my mom and I have to share a room, so her alarm woke me up, but, yeah, it's 7:30 in the morning. I wanted to try to knock out some readings today so that I can get them out, because it's already halfway through the month. And the thing that I wanted to do was just, like, I wanted to finish these readings, no matter what, even if it was a week before the end of February. I just wanted to get them out of the way and not just half-ass it and not just basically only do half of it. I wanted to just kind of discipline myself in that way. So here I am. It's February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. The sunrise is nice this morning. There's a lot of light coming out, or coming in. But yeah, so let's just get into it. For the month of February, Scorpio, I pulled your card. First card out was the Death card. So I'm feeling your energy a lot. And then we have, for the energy of the month, we have Seven of Cups reversed, Five of Wands reversed, Ace of Cups, and the Magician. So it's a really interesting dynamic, what I'm seeing here. And I feel like for some of you, reality is really setting in. And the Death card, in the Death card, the Knight is walking towards, or what it seems to be, he's walking towards the Seven of Cups reversed, right? And the Seven of Cups is reality setting in. It's kind of saying that the illusion is shattered. You know, the illusion is kind of shattering, and you're kind of being brought back down from cloud nine. Some of you may have been in that place for a while, just in cloud nine, or I guess overwhelmed with some sort of choice that you have to make, or there was just a reality that you didn't want to face. And many people may not think that Scorpios would avoid some sort of truth, but we have to remember that they are a water sign, and they very much feel what other signs, or what other water signs would feel. And just because they are so quote-unquote truth-oriented, in the sense that they like to go in deep, you know, they really like to get to the bottom of the matter. They like to get to the bottom of things, and they, you know, they have that tendency to do that. But sometimes I think that they can go in those murky waters as a way to avoid the reality that is at the surface. They prefer to go into, you know, that dark abyss, because it's easier to hide and easier to sit in that, I don't want to say muck, because it's not muck. it's easier to sit in those dark waters, however tumultuous they might be, because it's easier to do that than sit at the surface or be at the surface. And what I'm imagining right now is something like a mermaid, let's say. They swim up from the bottom of the ocean and they are poking their head over the surface of the water, and they're kind of, you know, getting a glance of the outside world. And so that's kind of the comparison that I'm trying to make. And so there might be a transformation in the sense that an illusion is kind of being shattered. You know, reality is setting in, and there is really it's something that you can't really hide from, I think, anymore. It's not something you can hide from anymore. And I think that you kind of just have to make a decision, or you have to take on a more realistic outlook. Yeah. And with the Four of Wands right next to the Seven of Cups reversed, and they're both reversed, both of these cards are reversed, that's like saying to me, it's possible that an illusion is shattered in terms of a relationship, whether it's a platonic or romantic or familial, or it's a job relationship type thing. Whatever this relation, however this pertains to you, that illusion is probably being shattered. And I think you're realizing, maybe there could be a few things that you might be realizing. Maybe you're realizing that the relationship isn't meant for you anymore. Maybe you finally see that this person isn't who you thought they were. Maybe you think that the relationship is just something that is completely different from what you imagined and from what you dreamed of and from what you fantasized of. I'm getting, whenever I say this, the Seven of Cups, I always think Pisces energy. So you might be dealing with a Pisces, or maybe that's your own energy of, you know, maybe you have Pisces placements or Neptune placements or aspects or 12th house planets, whatever it may be. So it could be that the illusion is being shattered. Maybe you end up being disappointed. But with the Ace of Cups right next to that, I don't feel like it's a disappointment. I feel like, if anything, it's a new beginning for you. And it's an opportunity for you to kind of walk away. Because if you add up the Seven of Cups and the Ace of Cups, that makes eight. And the Eight of Cups is all about moving forward from your disappointments, even though they are disappointments, you know? So it could be that type of energy where, you know, you kind of want to walk away from this Four of Wands reversed, walk away from maybe like some sort of disingenuous relationship. Is that the word? Or disgenuine? Is that? I don't know. It's 7 a.m. Please give me a break. But yeah, it could be that you're walking away from something that once was sort of fulfilling to you, or something that you've just been wanting for so long. I feel like with the Four of Wands in reverse as well, it could mean like an unhappy ending. You know, it wasn't the ending that you wished for so badly. And I think that's kind of what ties in to the Seven of Cups reversed, is that, you know, you might have been wishing for that ending. You might have been wishing for the happy ending, for that kind of fantasy. You've been wishing for things to just go right for once, I think. And they didn't. And so there's kind of that disappointment, I think. Or it could be that
just things aren't going your way. And that I also think that realizing, because I think with both the Seven of Cups, there's kind of an overwhelming type of energy, because the person, of course, is kind of overwhelmed with the choice that they have to make. I mean, there's seven cups and they don't know what to choose from. And I feel like they have to choose wisely, otherwise, you know, that choice might bite them in the ass later. And so that kind of touches on overindulgence in a sense, or just too much of something, or just abundance that you don't necessarily need, because then it gets to a point where it's just extra. It's just very Jupiter and very Pluto, I think. And you would, it's kind of weird, I think, that I'm saying that, or one would think that it's weird that I'm saying that, but we have to remember that Pluto is the planet of extremes, and Pluto is the ruling planet of Scorpio, right? And then Jupiter is the planet of abundance. But the thing is that Jupiter can get a bit out of hand. Is that the right way of saying it? It can get a bit, it can very easily go sideways if you're not mindful of this abundance. It can very much give you overabundance and overindulgence. So that's kind of what it reminds me of. And with the Four of Wands reversed, well, the Four of Wands in general can mean a celebration. It can mean having a good time, a party. It can mean a marriage. And just overall, like, celebrating something. And so with that card in the reverse, well, both cards in reverse, it to me, it's like, one, the illusion is shattering and reality is setting in that maybe you indulged so much in a relationship. Maybe you indulged so much in a particular situation or in a person or in a mindset or in your emotions. Maybe you were so deep in your emotions, because we do have the Death card and Death is Scorpio, right? So maybe you were overindulging in your deep emotions, and maybe you were overindulging, or you have been overindulging, and really finding yourself at the depths of the ocean, and kind of wanting to go deeper and deeper, whether it was because it was a form of escapism for you, or because you grew some sort of obsession with going deeper. Whatever the motive was, there could have been too much of it, and now it's kind of catching up to you, I think, and reality is setting in that you can't go any deeper, because eventually there is an end to the ocean. There is an ocean floor. You know, you sometimes there's, like, even at the very bottom of the ocean, there has to be an end at some point. It doesn't go on forever. And so once you reach, like, the very, very, very bottom, the very pit of the ocean, there's nowhere else that you can go other than up. You can't go anywhere other than back to the surface, because there's nowhere else for you to go. You can't go any deeper. So that's kind of what I would say. And so the Ace of Cups, to me, is, you know, the reality setting in. You know, realizing that they're really, things have kind of reached a dead end, basically, in whatever way that may resonate with you, whether it's a relationship with your emotions, mindset, opinion, idea of something, maybe it's a project, whatever it is, you know, it reached a dead end. And so you're kind of, I think, being presented with the opportunity of something new, maybe of something not overwhelming, but something that is just some sort of new emotional beginning. And I think that, or actually, it could, the Ace of Cups can mean, like, all of the emotions that you're feeling right now. And with the Magician, it's amplified. Because the Magician, Sagittarius, okay, well, first of all, the Magician is associated with Mercury. I personally associate it with Sagittarius. And obviously, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, so that, you know, makes a full circle. of what I was saying earlier about the whole overindulgence thing, and both cards are like on either side of the spread. So that's interesting how that kind of manifested. But the Magician is basically, I like to think of him as the master manifester. You know, he can literally do anything that he puts his mind to, whether it's good or not. You know, for better or for worse, he can literally manifest the shit out of his life, right? He can do anything, for better or for worse. And so I feel like with the Ace of Cups right next to it, it's like you're really like in your feelings, I think. Really in your feelings, whether it's about this relationship that, or this possible relationship that can be found in the Four of Wands reversed. You're really in your feelings about it, I think, and maybe really just overwhelmed with all of the shit that's going inside of you. You know, you, I think, are trying to keep yourself composed, but it's just not. Like, on the inside, you, I feel like you were just a complete, just ocean storm type of thing. But on the outside, you're just composed because you don't ever want people to know what's going on the inside. Because what do they deserve to know, right? So there's that. I feel like this month overall, you might be really overwhelmed emotionally. Now that I, you know, look at all of this. But it can also mean the Ace of Cups and the Magician, you know, you have the power to create a new beginning for yourself. And, you know, you are, have the power to create a new path for yourself, even though there's a dead end. You know, you can kind of get rid of that dead end in a way. So that's kind of the energy that I'm feeling for the month. There might be some sort of obstacle that you have to overcome, but then you have to realize that it's very much possible for you to overcome this obstacle because you have a very powerful mind. Sagittarius and Scorpio, in my opinion, are the most powerful people in the world because whatever they think, whatever they say, whether it's for better or for worse, whether it's good or bad, you know, they can manifest a bunch of shit, whether it's good or bad, like I said. So there's that. In terms of what you need to release this month, I have the Ten of Swords reversed, the Nine of Wands, the Ten of Wands reversed, the Moon, and the Seven of Wands. So there's a lot of fire energy here, and I feel like there's a lot of burden and a lot of, like, fighting. It doesn't have to be physical fighting, but just fighting. And it also doesn't have to be with another person. You could just be having some sort of inner battle. Excuse me while I take a sip of my water. I am so sorry if you had to hear that. Okay. So, the Ten of Swords reversed is telling me that you need to let go of things that are ending. And I very much know that because the card is reversed. So that's telling me there is a resistance to this ending. And I think that while you are a sign of regeneration, of transformation, of death, rebirth, you are also a fixed sign, Scorpio. So I think that process isn't necessarily the easiest for you. Because you, like Taurus, your sister sign, you like familiarity. You like being in the depths of the ocean, right? Because that's what you know. You like being immersed in, what's the right word? You like being immersed in just, in the emotions, in the overwhelming amount of emotions that you have. Like, you like sitting in a puddle of just it doesn't even have to be tumultuous. It's just heavy emotion and energy. I feel like you just enjoy that. Or whether you don't, maybe you don't even enjoy it, but you just attract it. And it's just something that you've grown so used to. So whenever it's gone, you're like, what the fuck? What's going on? I don't like this feeling of calm. I'm not used to it. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. So there are certain endings that you have to let go of. And I think this could tie into the Four of Wands here. Of, you know the reality of a situation now and you can't ignore it anymore. So why are you clinging on to it so hard this month? Why are you clinging on to this energy? Why are you, why? You know that it's not, the Ten of Swords, it's done. It no longer serves any use to you. So why are you clinging on to it so badly? It's just like clinging on to a dead body. Why? Why would you want to do that? It's not like you can, well, technically you can, but it's not like you can preserve a dead body, right? I mean, technically you can, you can freeze it and shit, but you can't bring them back to life. You can't bring back the situation to life. There's no resurrection. There is no physical resurrection for you. So why cling to it? Why hold on to it for dear life? If you know that it's not good for you, and if you know that it was meant to be over, and you know the reality, and you can't ignore it anymore, so why? It's futile, if that's the word. The Nine of Wands, that's all about feeling defenseless, feeling powerless, I think. And I think this month you are really feeling powerless. Because there are just some things that are out of your control. And I feel like, Scorpio, you have a very... honestly, you are a control freak. You like to be in control. Whether it's because it gives you a feeling of power, or because it gives you a feeling of... you're just comfortable being in power. And so that's something that you need to let go of, because it's weighing down on your shoulders. And feeling powerless doesn't mean that you... How do I say this? No, let me backtrack a little bit. Feeling like you're out of control doesn't mean that you are powerless. You very much still have a lot of power within you. But there are just some things that you cannot control, and it ultimately is because you are not God. And I remember talking about this with the Cancer video, with the Cancer podcast. You are not God. There are just certain things that are out of control. So why try to burden yourself trying to control something that ultimately won't go your way? So that's something that you need to be mindful of and you need to let go of. And I think that, when these endings come around, whatever it is, whatever they are, whatever they pertain to, be mindful not to feel like you're powerless. And be mindful not to pity yourself, and be mindful not to hide in the darkness when things don't go your way. And I also think, don't delay these endings. And I'm saying that because of the Ten of Wands reversed. Don't delay the endings that are inevitable, and don't kind of use those delays as a form of having some sort of power. Because, like I said, you are not God, and there are just certain things that you're not in control of. And some things just have to happen, whether you like it or not. And there are just certain situations or events that you have to experience for yourself. And that's just kind of the way that it is, The universe has to do its thing. The universe has to create balance, has to fulfill, cycles and all that shit. And, you as a human being, don't have much say in that because you are not, sure, you're part of the universe, but you are not the universe. You know what I mean? Excuse me. And so I think that with the moon here, I think that you just have to let go of any sort of unconscious or subconscious fears that you that have been repressed within you. And I think that you have to let go of this unconscious need for control. And I think that you need to go back to the surface of the ocean, of the water. And I think that you need to, I feel like you kind of need to stop isolating yourself. And I feel like you need to stop, like this month, you really have to be present and you have to, stop diving in so deep whenever things get hard or isolating yourself from the world, you know, like whenever things get a little bit difficult, you know, the first thing that you do shouldn't be just diving in to the bottom of the ocean because you feel like you're just, you can't handle it or that you don't want to acknowledge it, you know, because it's going to happen whether you like it or not. And it's whatever changes are meant to happen will happen. You know, it, the universe isn't really going to ask for your permission. It's just going to do what it thinks is right. Or what it knows that it's right. Because at the end of the day, I think the universe knows what's best, but we have a hard time admitting it. Because we don't like change. We as humans don't like change, and especially you as a Scorpio. You don't like change, which is completely fine. I understand. I'm a Taurus rising, you know. I have Scorpio in the 7th house. I don't like change at all. And I have an Aquarius moon. Like, I'm very fixed. I like my familiarity and I like all of that. But I think that this month you need to learn to be present. And I think also learn that, you know, this isn't an attack towards you. No one is attacking you. No one is trying to fight you. No one is trying to play this game of power struggles with you. No one is trying to do that. Literally no one is trying to have some sort of power struggle with you. You're honestly, it seems like you're having a power struggle with yourself because you can't handle the fact that you are not in complete control of your life. Which is understandable, sure. But it's not serving you and it's not doing anything for you. And at the end of the day, you will only exhaust yourself trying to be in control, trying to win the upper hand. But it's like, it's a losing battle because it's you against the universe, you know? It's a losing battle. You can't win when you're not God. Honestly, that's kind of the whole thing that I'm trying to say here. So, yeah. Definitely, like, let go of these endings, let go of this, like, self-pity type of energy, this, oh, I'm powerless, I feel powerless, I have no purpose now because I'm not making an impact and I don't get to decide certain things in my life. No, let go of it, you know, let go of it. And also, side note, if there's a Pisces in your life that isn't serving you at all, that isn't helping you, let go of them. Because that's what the moon is. The moon is Pisces. It can also be Cancer. I personally associate it with Cancer because that makes more sense to me. I mean, the moon, are you kidding me? But if there's a Pisces or a Cancer in your life that are, you know, not helping you in any way possible, and if they're just more of a nuisance than they are anything else, then release them from your life. They don't, let them go. They're not helping you. So, so there's that. In terms of what you need to reevaluate this month, what really hit me is the fact that we have the Emperor reversed. And there's also the Six of Pentacles. So we have the Six of Pentacles and the Emperor reversed. And that really, I think, speaks to what I was talking about with the last with the last row, with the previous row, about power and control. And I think that this month you really have to evaluate the impact of your power, or reevaluate the power that you're trying to have. And I think that you have to kind of acknowledge where you may or may not be exerting too much power, where you may be exerting too much power or trying to exert too much power to the point that it feels like you're being a dictator. I think that the Emperor reverse, especially in this case, it comes off very kind of arrogant and very narrow-minded and very stubborn and very, it just feels like a dictator type of energy, like very like absolute power monarchy. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I hope you're kind of understanding what I'm trying to say. So I feel like you really need to learn to balance out where you might need where you need to place your power and where you need to take away your power and realize that it's not needed, and realize that you can't manage everything. You can't, I guess, just overlook everything, and overlook in the sense that, like, you can't be the, you know, you can't see everything, and you can't, or not see, but you just can't manage everything. I'll keep it at that. And so you just, like, learn to reevaluate that and find security within yourself and whether you're in your emotions, because I have the Queen of Pentacles and the Queen of Cups. So connect with this more so nurturing type of energy rather than dictatorial. Dictatorial? Is that the word? I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, learn to take on more of that energy rather than this harsh, you know, really absolute monarchist type energy, if that makes any sense, you know. Because right now, it's really not up to you, I think, what you can and cannot be in control of. And it's definitely not your place to micromanage everything. And it's not your place to basically be everyone else's manager, like CEO or boss, you know. That's not your place. At least not this month. It's not your place. And so the Queen of Pentacles and the Queen of Cups, you know, that's telling me, I think that you have to learn, one, how to be more nurturing towards yourself and towards others, and I think be more compassionate, but also not put so much value into security. And I think this more so talks about material security, or security in the sense of power, which is, I think this is all ultimately leading back to power and your really deeply rooted need for that control. Because I think that when you were younger, you may have felt like you were out of control of your life, and that you weren't able to make your own decisions for whatever reason and for whatever part of your life. And so I think now you're kind of trying to regain that control, but then now the thing is that you're kind of taking it to the extreme. So that's like the whole thing with Pluto, is that there is never really a balance, which is really, it's hard. And so you have to work extremely hard to find a middle ground in energy like Pluto. Yeah. So right next to the two queens, we have the Six of Swords. So I think you have to learn maybe to just move forward and to let go and release anything that just isn't serving you at all. Release anything that just isn't working. And it could be the two queen energies that I'm feeling that you have to let go of. Or it could be that you have to let go of this dictatorial energy from the Emperor reversed. I think that with the two queens, maybe you have to reevaluate a relationship with other people in your life. Maybe you have to stop trying to control, you know, this Queen of Pentacles and this Queen of Cups energy and learn a balance with them, and maybe even apologize to them for trying to for trying to basically have an iron grip on everything. Okay, so now we have good news. I have the Four of Cups, Page of Pentacles reversed, the Lovers, Nine of Pentacles, and then the Knight of Pentacles reversed, and then the Empress. So with the Four of Cups, I feel like some of you will be able to introspect on what I've been saying and kind of just introspect on that energy that's been going on for the month and, you know, try to reach some sort of agreement or middle ground or just, I guess, in a way, kind of just reconcile with the fact that there is only so much that you can control, and there's only so much that you can have an iron grip on, and there's only so much that you can be inflexible about, if you will. And so I think that the good news is that maybe some of you will reconsider this iron grip that you might have and, you know, become a little bit more flexible, become a little bit looser in your way of being and in your mindset and mentality and your opinions and ideas and projects or whatever, or in your relationships. And I think that you'll start to let things go. And I think you'll reevaluate what matters most to you. And I think that you'll kind of learn to prioritize things differently, because that's kind of what the Page of Pentacles reversed is that, you know, the plan wasn't working, and so you have to come up with a plan B. And so you're given the opportunity to create a new and better plan. And I think that works really well. And I think that with the Four of Cups right next to it, I think it's something that you'll be thinking about for a while, or it's just something that you will be thinking about, period. And you'll, I think, try to start implementing that in your daily relationships, because that's what the Lovers is. I mean, it's relationships. It can mean relationships. So maybe you'll be implementing, you know, this new plan, this new mindset in your relationships, which I think will really help it, because we have the Nine of Pentacles right there, which is, you know, you're enjoying your reaping what you sow, basically, you know. And so there is that kind of reevaluation that some of you might kind of go through, which I think is really great. You know, you'll kind of go through that phase of, you know, like, okay, clearly things aren't working out for me. How can I fix it? It's kind of that thing, which I think is really great. And so with the Lovers, I feel like through that reevaluation, you know, you'll be able to maybe reconnect from people that you kind of burned a bridge with because you weren't able to control them in the past. Or maybe you're just able to better connect with those that are already in your life and build a more harmonious relationship. And then you both will kind of enjoy that, and you'll be proud of yourselves, because we have the Nine of Pentacles here. So you'll be proud that you did all of this great stuff. And with the Knight of Pentacles reversed, going towards the Nine of Pentacles, you know, the Knight is holding that one pentacle, and if it's going towards the Nine, you know, that creates 10. And the Ten of Pentacles is all stability and security. And so you're ultimately finding what you need. You know, I think some of you will really be finding what you've been avoiding for so long, I think, or during this month. And I think that you will end up with this Empress energy of, like, feeling really secure within yourself and feeling that once you're secure within yourself, you don't have to be in control of others. Because I think that's kind of what part of the whole power struggle stems from, is that you already feel so out of control within yourself that you feel that you need something to be in control of, and so you try to implement that on other people and it just doesn't work. So I feel like once you start to feel like you are in control of yourself, and not to an extreme, not to the extent of complete dictatorship type energy, but once you feel like you are secure within yourself, you no longer feel the need to have that iron grip on other people. And so you kind of start to loosen up a little bit, and so you start to just enjoy life a little bit more, and you accept the endings that are inevitably about to come your way, and you just accept the new beginnings that are bound to come to you. And you basically kind of, you go through that transformation that you were meant to go through in the first place. Because we started off with the Death card, but now we have the Empress. And that's, to me, that's Taurus energy. That's Venus, right? That's Venus. So we're going from Pluto to Venus. So, like, we're seeing a full circle here. Basically, like, we're seeing a complete 180 change. And that's the thing that you've been wanting to avoid for so long. But, like, even when you're resisting, even throughout this entire process, you don't even realize that you're going through the transformation. And by the end of it, you're a completely different person. And you've gone through the transformation again. It's in your nature to go through that transformation. It's in your nature for that death rebirth process. You can't avoid it. And so what's going to help you heal this month is Temperance, Four of Pentacles, Reverse, Chariot, and the Ace of Pentacles. And that's really, 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 really great. That's a great way to end things. Temperance is telling me that you need to learn moderation. Of course, you're a Scorpio. You need to learn moderation and not take everything too extreme. And the Four of Pentacles reversed is like, you need to let shit go. Like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, that. Let shit go, because it's not helping you. It's giving you a false sense of security. It's, for some reason, I'm thinking idle, like you're idolizing it. Like idolizing this false sense of security. And like, no, absolutely not. You already went through that Seven of Pentacles energy. You know, reality already is setting in. So, like, let go of that shit. Let go of this Ten of Swords reversed. Let go of this Ten of Wands reversed. Let go of this Nine of Wands. Like, let go of this feeling of being defenseless and powerless, because you are not defenseless and powerless. Just because you don't have complete and absolute control doesn't mean you are powerless. And the Chariot is saying, like, just soar forward, you know, go for it, and have a very clear and focused mind, and go towards the thing that you want without getting distracted, and without letting your two extremes get the best of you, and just keep on going straight, you know. Because with the Chariot, there's always a possibility that the Sphinxes can veer off track very quickly and very easily. So learn not to let the Chariot take you too far to the left, but also don't let it take you too far to the right. There's always a middle ground. This is all about moderation and finding a middle ground and letting go of this polarizing type energy. And I feel like once you do, you will be presented with really great opportunities, and you will open yourself up to new paths and new ideas and new security. Because that's what the Ace of Pentacles is all about. I kind of rushed this last row because I'm already 45 minutes in and I have other readings to do. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. To recap, main points here, let go of shit that doesn't serve you. You're not powerless. You're not God. You can't control everything in the world. Really reevaluate that shit. Don't be so disappointed with the reality that comes in and just like accept it as it goes, because you're gonna go through the process inevitably. Like, you're inevitably gonna go through this transformation process, so you might as well just go with it rather than resist it, because it's just gonna be so much easier on you. So there's that. Learn moderation. Look forward, find a middle ground, and just go for it. So there's that. I'm gonna start talking now because this was a long reading and I'm so sorry. But I hope you have a good day wherever you are. I hope to talk to you in March. And there's that. Okay, bye.